This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. G-Bag Nation on the Fan. It's time for Krusty's Corner. Brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Bobby Corella's coming up at 4. We're talking Mavs. Here's the king of the Krusty's, Brian.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. Thank you to Reliant as well for being on board. Yeah, this is a little bit different study than what I got last week from studying Pittsburgh. You know, this is be one of the better offensive lines you play this year.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And they're dealing with a little bit of injuries right now, though. So keep an eye on a couple of different spots here. But like I say, the Eagles will have a really good offensive line. But this one, when you watch these guys play, where last week, remember when I was telling you guys how the Steelers have trouble getting second-level blocks in the running game. You know, I said, hey, their linemen really worry about getting those down blocks and then, you know, and then all of a sudden, you know, keeping on those guys and then not getting up on the linebackers. The Lions, they're the complete opposite of that. Very similar to what we saw with the Saints. Very similar to what we saw with the Ravens. Their offensive linemen are that good to where they could, where they will shove their guy. Now, they'll take a step and maybe a zone step. Say the ball's going to the left, and they're all taking a step to the left, and they're all zone blocking. And what will happen is the center will just shove. I mean, just two-hand shove and then go up. Where the Steelers were worried about, let's double team and get the push and then try. And then the linebackers were running free. Lions don't allow you to do that. They are going to, like, Mazi Smith is going to get shoved over, like, say Frank Ragnow plays in this game. He might not. Graham Glasnow might be the center. He will be the center. We'll see how healthy Ragnow is for this game. But if Ragnow's in the game, he will take his hands and he will shove that tackle to the guard, and then he will go up. And the tackles do it, the guards do it. They don't stay on blocks long. They know they have the backs that are capable. These backs show tremendous patience too, by the way, with the way that they run. They a lot of it is from underneath center. So you got Goff underneath center. He's going to carry the ball. We saw this to the Saints, same way, carry the ball to the backs, whether that's Gibbs or Montgomery, and then they're going to press and they're waiting. They're waiting for the blocks to develop. Their guys are playing on their feet in front of them. And now they've got hats on hats, and then they'll make a cut, or they'll just attack it, or they'll run straight into the hole, and then, you know, and burst from there. So it's a very, very patient running game with the way that these backs handle it. So you're going to have to fight blocks in this game. Just the linebackers, the last couple of weeks against the Giants, against the Steelers, they haven't had to fight as many blocks. And that's what worries me about this in this game, in the running game, is when they've had to fight blocks, they haven't been as well of doing it. So we'll have to keep an eye on that. But there's an injury at center. If Frank Ragnow, he's one of the best centers in the league.
Are we going back to Saints and Ravens weeks where
very
it's
similar?
200 yards?
Could be.
Yeah. I mean, they've got a better offensive line, in my opinion, than both of them.
Yeah. This is What they do is this group plays with a heavy personnel group like we've talked about. The Steelers did the same thing.
And the scheme and the Shanahan, right?
Yeah. This will be a tough one because they'll play with heavy people. They like to use tight ends. Laporta, Brock Wright, they're involved. They play with Dan Skipper, who is a big tackle. We remember him last year from not reporting.
He didn't report
eligible.
He was with the Cowboys for a little bit.
Yeah. Dan's a good dude, too. Been to a crawfish bowl or two with him. He's a really nice guy. And they're going to play with that a big tackle, an extra tackle. They're going to play with tight ends. Their way of running the football is like I talked about, they're going to shove you, and then they're going to go up. But you have to also be mindful of, if you're one of these edge guys, is they're a motion, and usually if you follow the motion of the tight end, you can find where the ball's going.
Okay.
Occasionally you will see them motion across, then motion back, and still run the ball to the side where the motion was starting to. But most of the time they're interested in just getting up. We've seen the 49ers with the same thing with Kittle, Juszczyk. They get that blocker running, and then they hand the ball off as they're running. So now you got the line moving one way, and then that blocker on the edge is running. So now your corner or your outside linebacker or your edge is dealing with a guy running at you, and now you're fighting that block. So they've got a really, really, really good scheme in the way that – so a lot of pullers, a lot of movement, a lot of trappers. I mentioned the second level stuff, the quick shove, and then onto the thing. So I have a feeling that you're going to see it because the way the Cowboys play with their four-man line, they're going to try and trap you. That's, you know, they did this with the Seahawks. You know, when you watch the Seahawk game, it was spacing, you know, the Seahawks four-man line space, and then it was a lot of traps, a lot of pulls because you've got tackles, and then you got edges. And so it's kind of spaced that way. They did that to the Seahawks. It was a lot of traps. They just kind of blocked down. Guy pulled around. Two guys pull. Two guys block down. We talked about pin and pulls. All those kinds of things this offensive line can do. It's going to be a little.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Bit of a problem. Now, Arizona gave them some problems when I watched that tape. Arizona gave them some problems because Arizona decided that, like, listen, we're not going to let these guys trap us. We're not going to let them pin and pull us. So what Arizona did is they took their line and they slanted their front.
Okay.
So it's really kind of a gamble.
Yeah.
I mean, you could slant yourself right out of the play.
Right. And then now backside, now, you're going
to
get gashed.
You could say, hey, we're going to slant the line to the strength of the formation. Or we could slant it away from the strength and then try and fill in the other spots.
Does Mike Zimmer like to do that?
I haven't seen Mike slant very much. But if you watch Arizona's tape, Arizona had guys that they slanted, and as the Lions were stepping, they were swimming the slants.
Yeah.
So like the Lions were all stepping to the left. The defense, they were stepping opposite, going the other way. And now everybody was passed. So you had all these, you had their defensive line stepped up and not blocked because it was like they backdoored all the plays. So I'm not saying you want to do it all the time.
Well, I think this is a time to introduce some risk into the equation, though, right?
Yeah. Well, it was one way of Arizona not getting gashed on the play. The Seahawks got gashed a little bit in some of the runs.
I feel like if you played straight up, you're going to get bullied.
It's very possible with that offensive line.
The thing is, if you slant the front and you slant away and then the ball goes,
sure.
But you could run yourself out of the play, though, too.
Which we've seen this defense do a lot.
But it keeps you from playing toe-to-toe on bully offensive linemen. Yeah. If you don't feel like you're good enough to play toe-to-toe, slant your front and step around those blocks and then take a chance that you'll have a penetrator or two and before Montgomery and Gibbs can get going running the ball. Okay, my last couple.
Would you ever send Mike Zimmer your thoughts on how to win?
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
He doesn't need me. I mean, he doesn't need me. I loved working with Mike. I'd love to, if I could talk to him, I would say, hey, would you be interested in playing a slant front in this game? You know, and he might say, well, yes, I could.
Or no, and explain why
exact
not.
Exactly why, yeah. Okay, my last couple minutes here that I've got. The ball's going to go to the middle of the field on these passes. It's a huge play action team. I mean, a huge play action team, because you're going to get some kind of,
because they're smart,
some type of fake, and then golf. But all the routes for them go to the middle of the field, crossing routes, in routes. Nobody runs more crossing routes or in routes, in breaking routes than the Lions. Nobody. They're going to get a lot of. You're going to see St. Brown. You're going to see Patrick.
Yeah.
You're going to see Williams is an in route. Now, this team does not throw the ball vertically at all. Not at all. They're all about the in breaking routes, throwing the underneath to the tight ends and things like that. They don't throw the ball at all. Now, when they do take a deep shot, it's Jamison Williams.
Yeah.
Is the one that's now. Goff hasn't hit him a bunch. I think they've only tried six deep passes. They're last in the league in vertical routes, and they're last in the league in deep ball shots. So if you're the Cowboys,
don't need to.
Yeah, if you're the Cowboys, you're kind of thinking, well, we've given up a couple of deep shots. Maybe they might try it on us. But this team, that's not in their MO. It's going to be in breaking routes. It's going to be crossing routes. You got to get ready for that.
Challenge the defenses to communicate and keep track of your guys.
Well, and tackle, because Jamison Williams is really good after the catch.
Really good after the catch. He's gotten much better with that. He's improved as the years. He went from being a guy that kind of got suspended, and that was all those problems and stuff.
Kind of just a deep ball threat, but now he can catch a slant and go take it to the house.
He absolutely can. He can absolutely do that. So he's a well-protected quarterback, a lot of play action, legitimate running game. Best offensive line you're probably going to play this year. A lot of things you're going to have to deal with. You're probably going to have to take some chances like the Arizona Cardinals did and maybe think about slanting that front a little bit.
Yeah, don't fall in love with your team and think you can play them straight up going into this one, because to me it sounds like you just described a team that's going to score 35 points against these Cowboys, Brian, over or under.
I think that there is a possibility. If Dallas does not handle the running game, it could be that bad, sure.
Ooh. Yeah. I think you're going to have to get aggressive on offense, too. Aggressive on both sides, trying to make big plays.
Well, what will happen is this cat right here, like, he's got a head coach. Well, I'm talking about Ben Johnson as a play caller, and I talked about this a little. I was on a podcast last night, and it just when you watch the tape, they go for it on fourth down a lot. So what happens is in third down and 12, they'll run the ball. They'll run it and get 9 yards, and then Dan Campbell will go for it on fourth and three.
There you go.
So this coordinator's not playing three downs. He's playing four downs is really what he's playing. So he could call plays about, when you're thinking about, well, they're going to throw. No, they run. Or they're going to throw.
Always in four down territory.
They're always in four down territory.
Krusty's Corner is always brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning.
Thank
Salute
you,
to those guys. I saw this on Twitter. I thought it was like a misprint or something, but they're dealing with the threats of a tornado in Florida as well.
Oh, yeah, they've already had a few this morning.
Ahead of the hurricane.
Wow.
Yeah.
My buddy's in Orlando. He's dealing with the tornado warning right now.
Yep. Holy cow. Well, best of luck to everybody involved.
That, man?
I don't even know what to do.
About
it's a double mother nature.
Yeah.
She's just a jackknife powerbombing Florida into submission right now. Holy cow. So we'll hope for the best. We're going to talk some basketball. Bobby Carella from All City Dallas talking Mavs with us coming up next here. It's the G-Bag Nation on the Fan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.